Welcome to the Socialize Forecast, April 23rd, 2024, the Tuesday edition of the Socialize podcast, where we bring you trends, content ideas, music suggestions, and some social media updates of the week. I'm going to be all over the place today because I don't have one solid update to talk about, but I have a few things I want to mention. Depending on your For You page, you might be seeing any number of these. So first off, huge chatter about the TikTok ban again. And it's almost exhausting for us as creators because it's this roller coaster of emotions. Is it going away? Is it not? Why are they continuing to do this? And I have included today in the newsletter, and I will put it in the show notes, there is a gentleman named Mr. Global on his account, and he does such a nice outline of why it's almost unlawful to mention a business in a bill, a specific company. He goes on to say how China owns a lot of different parts of our economy, pieces of our economy, et cetera. He's way more well-spoken than me on this topic. So I'm going to leave it to him, and I am going to link that. But honestly, it's frustrating for so many creators. There's people on this app that are in tears of concern for their families because this is how they're making money to support their households. So it's upsetting. And I can only say we're all in it. And I'm hoping that whatever happens, it just figures out, somehow solves itself, and we can not be at our expense have this app removed. It's just insane in terms of the people on TikTok. So there you have it. I don't have any updates. I can't sit here and say it's definitely not going away. It is going away. I have no way of knowing one way or the other. I'd like to believe that the good will prevail in the end, and what is supposed to happen is what is going to happen. And that has always been my way of moving forward. It's always, I have that sort of meant to be mentality. I hate to say it, but I also persevere. So I'm a person who I believe that things are supposed to happen a certain way, but I also push to make sure I'm thinking that they are going to happen in the way that I think they're going to be best for me or for the universe. So anyway, that's just my personal mantra. So do with that what you will. And thanks for listening to me ramble on it, because it's really frustrating from all sides. The other thing I want to talk about is how we've seen recently so many creators explode for different reasons. We saw Risa Tisa explode for a long storytelling series. And most recently, there is a young creator named Leah Halton who has exploded just from doing a simple lip sync video. And we're almost like we're going back to the roots of TikTok, where a young, attractive female has exploded unseemingly for no reason because of her looks. And so, good, bad, or otherwise, it's interesting to see that even with an app that has evolved and how social media has evolved over time, that is still a possibility for a creator, for to have a unseemingly odd reason to explode and have growth. So it's interesting to see that. And it brings me to my next topic, which is, if you were on social media, on TikTok in particular in 2020, you would know the name Charli D'Amelio. And through the years, that family and how that evolved almost to be like a second Kardashian family, where it's the whole family got involved and they became brand ambassadors for this and that. They got brand deals up the wazoo, and they seemed to really capitalize on what was happening for their one daughter and evolved it into a whole family affair. So when that happened in 2020 to the D'Amelios, they got away from doing what Charli D'Amelio initially exploded for, which was her dancing. Her dancing, very simple, plain and simple. She danced, and that's how she became so popular. So what happened recently is there is a creator that is also, I don't know his name, but his account is Be Better. And he has a holistic, he has a master's degree in, I think, holistic medicine or holistic studies or something like that. So he's very well versed in organic and products. So I'm speaking like, this sounds crazy and I probably should delete it because I sound like I'm crazy today, but I said I was going to ramble and it's happening. So he has put out a series of videos where he either bashes products or, I will say, reveals the truth instead of using the word bash, because bashing is if you do something and you're trying to put someone down, but maybe you're not truthful about it. He is actually revealing truths behind certain products, certain ingredients, things that are happening where marketing is taking over what the actual product is. And he's doing a lot of reveals like this. He does a lot of marketing analysis type things. And one of his videos was talking about how Charlie D'Amelio, the downfall of their empire was that she stopped dancing. And so interesting. But after that video exploded recently, Charlie D'Amelio posted a dancing video and it has millions and millions of views. So it almost validated the things he was saying. And it's an interesting thing to see that the app is almost going in a cyclical direction. And noticing this even with trends. So you'll see somebody will do a trend and people think it's new. And I remember from being on the app in 2021, that particular trend that I did recently where it was like flying, jumping as if you're jumping through the air flying. And everybody thinks, oh, new trend. This guy just posted it. It's new. He posted that trend back in 2021. Not to say big deal. What's the big deal? He posted it again. It's fine. But I'm saying that things go around and come around again. So it's such a good point for content because it makes me realize I should go back and look at some of my older viral videos and see what were they and maybe do I remake them. And I did it a little bit with the stop motion video because I've had a viral stop motion video. I think I mentioned this maybe last week. And when I decided to remake that video and post it again, lo and behold, for whatever reason, that video always does well. People love to learn about stop motion. So there's a learning in this whole thing that if you're really known for something and really good at it, it's a good idea to keep it in your realm. Even if you decide to venture out, like the D'Amelio family got away from doing the dancing thing, brand deals, commercials, they're doing all this other stuff. And now she went back to her dancing roots and it's almost like it's come home. It's like full circle. And I kind of love that. So I just wanted to share food for thought. Everything I've shared today is just random off the top of my head thinking on what I've been seeing on my For You page. I know, for example, Julie's For You page is full of the new Taylor Swift album, whether it's the trends or her music. That's what she's being fed a lot of. And I guess what's happening to me is because I'm engaging and I'm watching all these videos about this TikTok ban, I'm getting a lot of that. I'm watching a lot of this creator's videos where he's, I guess, exposing companies. And so I'm getting more of that. So it's interesting to see whatever you're watching the longest is what you're seeing more of. It's always the way. And there you have it. So it's continuing on. All right, let's jump into the trends. Now that I've rambled myself into the ground. The first trend this week is I'd rather burn my whole life down. A quick, easy lip sync trend to Taylor Swift's new album, where you lip sync to the song and you add text about something that you get annoyed hearing. And it can be something silly and a little annoyance, or it can be something major. So you can apply this to your business. What annoys you about certain customers, it could be something if you're a colleague and what the corporation does that really annoys you. It could be something that's personal in your family. And when your kids don't, you know, when they don't turn their laundry, thinking about something that used to annoy the crap out of me when I used to do laundry, when people didn't turn the clothes the right side out. And so when I'd fold, I'd have to turn everything inside out. So just like that would be a great one because that'd probably be very relatable. So run with that if you want to. Free idea. The next one is called I'm Working Late. And this is a new song that's been trending like crazy. And people move fast to make the specific line in this one a trend because it's showing how late you work and why. So what holds you up at work? Is it because you dilly-dally all day or you're distracted all day and then at the last hour of the day, you're trying to fit in all your work? Or is it just because you feel like you need to be there extra time to get things done, to get ahead? What is it that makes you work late? So you can make this humorous, you can make it serious, however you want to do it. And it's a funny one because with so many people working remotely, we could really have some fun with this one. Like why you're it's at night and you're in bed and you're still working. So that's funny. Like just the fact that you're a remote worker and you never stop working. That's what happens when we work remotely. It seems like we never stop, at least for me. All right. The next and last final trend for today is the jump around trend. And I took this one on like a freaking champ because the transition guy, his name is Petrol something. This is that trend from 2021 he initiated where it was like he jumps and then he flies, seems to dance across in the air. I took it on because people were asking me how to do it. So I said, if I'm going to teach it, I got to do it. That's how I roll. I jumped 55 times that day and I was sweating because I didn't have a trampoline. And so I ended up doing the tutorial today is this is one of the tutorials today is this trends in case you haven't seen it on my page, how to do it. It's easier done with a trampoline, easier done, but not easier edited. So if you decide you want to jump higher and you're going to use a trampoline, know that you're going to be adding some work on the editing side of it. And you're going to need to do some editing layers to get rid of the trampoline to make it really look good. So it's a bit of a challenge. So listen, just jump without the trampoline. Put your camera down low. Do a couple of jumps. You don't have to jump 55 times like crazy me. You could jump 15 times and you could double the jumps, duplicate them, and you can use them to cut to the beats. Very, very fun. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it because my hair was flowing in those jumps. And I, yeah, if you know, you know how long it's been for me to grow my hair. So it was really fun to see some hair flow. Okay. Let's have a quick reminder about the next free expert workshop, which is on April 26th at 1 p.m. That is next Friday. And I am going this Friday coming. Oh my gosh, it's this Friday already. Holy moly. I am going to be speaking with Austin Tassone, who is a fashion beauty creator. She used to be work for magazines, doing lots of different in the career path of fashion. She did a lot of, I think, journalistic type of work. And now she is a full-time content creator. And what I love about this is she's not a content creator with a million followers who's monetizing. She's a content creator with 90,000 across platforms, 20 on TikTok, 20 on Instagram, 20 on her YouTube channel, I guess 20 on Facebook, however it all adds up. So it's so attainable. And that's what I love about talking to someone who like this, who has figured it out. She is one smart cookie. She's got it coming in from all directions. She's got the affiliate thing. She's got a Patreon. She's got a whole lot going on. And I am so excited to talk to her and get behind the workings of how she got there. She is in New York City based. We were almost going to do it in person, but when I do these podcasts in person, the microphone thing is a problem because two microphones can't go into one computer. And I tried to do it with two computers and I still had audio troubles. So we're not going to do that. So it is going to be virtual, but you are welcome to join us to put in your questions while we're talking. I'm going to have an interview and then a Q&A period. Being with us live is different than listening to it later because you are interacting with the chat. So feel free to, and you'll have other people in the chat talking in it to each other. So it's a lot of fun. And then it will be posted as a podcast and a workshop. So come and join us. It's free. Register at the link in this show notes or in the newsletter today. Let's get on to the original content ideas. Alrighty. So Taylor Swift dropped this new album this week. I'm sure many of us are aware. And it was like a big whammy of a double album. Lots of good new music coming in from her. We are so pumped. So there's a lot of different, well, there's the trend that we mentioned already. There's definitely potential with, like, keep an eye. If you start watching a few of them and you click on the songs, you'll start being fed some of them. And it's going to be huge potential for getting some eyeballs on your content. So keep an open mind to that. Even if you stick it on a video and you make a music video, do it. Just jump on it. All right. The other one that I always forget to do, and I really could make content every day if I did this, probably multiple times a day, reply to a comment. Don't forget that you have the option to tap on a comment, hit reply, and make a video. Now, you don't have to make the video in TikTok. You can make the video about what the reply is, then go save that comment to your favorites because you can favorite comments. Then you go to the favorites, tap on the comment, and tap reply with video and upload the video. That way, at least you don't lose the comment. A lot of times I'll see a comment and when I want to reply to it, I can't find the darn comment because, you know, if I get so many comments, I can't find it. So if you really think, oh, this will be a good one for a possible video later down the road, just favorite the comment immediately in the moment so you don't lose it. Muy importante. Español coming in hot every episode now. I'm going to work something in from Spanish. Thank you for letting me. All right. The last idea for today is the goals update. So I thought about this one because when I think about my year, I hate to think like the full year. I like to think quarterly. Am I achieving my goals? And I look at that quarterly. So because of that, here's an idea for you to share your progress on a goal maybe that you made in January. Are you still on it? Did you fall off the wagon? Did you achieve it already? Are you still pushing for it? And I, as you know, am estoy aprendiendo español. Y tengo una maestra y estudio tres veces por semana. So if you speak Spanish, you probably understood that I said, I decided I wanted to, I am learning Spanish, and I now have a teacher who I speak with 3 times a week because I want to achieve that goal. So I am doing it in baby steps. Listen, 3 hours a week is not a lot, and it's not enough. So it's taking me forever, and it's getting me a little frustrated, and I'm trying hard to study in between. I have a little quiz app where I do like it's called Quizlet, and it's got flashcards. I try and do that. I try and do my Duolingo, although it doesn't always coincide with what's happening on my classes. So I really, really, really am trying. I am making such an effort. So that's my update. I may not post a video about it, but I'm sharing it with you right now. I'm on it, and I intend to keep going until I am bilingual. So stay with that journey. Seriously. All right, let's talk about what the tutorials are this week. I've provided for you muchos, muchos tutorios, muchos videos. I have the jumping trend, and I am showing that one on my YouTube channel because it attaches how to do it without the trampoline. And on the same video, attached at the end, is how to do it with a trampoline if you so desire. So you have one string video for that that shows you both of those things. The other one I did is a super quick boom, disappearing trend. And that was so much fun. I did it quickly when I was at a waterfall in New York City. I decided to make this disappearing trend happen right there. And the key to the disappearing trend is that your camera does not move for both shots, because then when you fade away, nothing in the background moves. That's such the tip for so many transition videos, but in particular, this disappearing trend. I will tell you as well, if you do look up the disappearing trend, the artist who has the music attached to it, he didn't do it where he disappeared completely. He did it where he waved his hand and the lights went out. So he was in the dark. And then he waved his hand again and the lights went on and he was in the light, and then waved him again and it was in the dark. So he did a dark to light thing. And that's what a lot of creators are doing. I saw someone, I don't know who, because now I scrolled and scrolled and couldn't find the video. I saw someone do it where they completely disappeared with this fading effect. So I like that. And I said, that's the one I'm going to do. So I faded myself right out of that waterfall. So if you want to do it, I've provided that tutorial for you there. And the last but not least tutorial, which hopefully is posted by the time this podcast is live, because I just filmed it today after many, many requests. This might be my most highly requested tutorial. So after the time it took me to do it, it better get some views, I'll tell you that, because I had at least 20 requests in the comments for how to do this video, which is jumping over the phone to get into your vacation. So you might have seen that a lot of people doing it at the airports, putting their phone down and jumping. So yes, I finally succumbed to the pressure of the requests, and I made the tutorial today. I have to edit it tonight and get that posted before this goes live. So hopefully you'll see that one. So I've given you some nice options there. Got some great music suggestions today, because in the music suggestions, it also a couple of them include CapCut templates. So if you are looking at the newsletter and you see the trends and you think, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that lip sync, this one's too complicated, whatever. Oftentimes when you scroll down to the music suggestions, they do have some kind of a template attached. I try to pick music that actually has some bonus trend opportunities there. So take a look for that. And do not forget to submit your questions, because on Friday is when I open up my question box, and I answer some questions from our listeners and our newsletter subscribers. Thank you as always for being here. If you landed here by a podcast platform by chance because of my lovely new thumbnail that Julie made, I hope that you will subscribe to the newsletter so you get all the links. And I will definitely see you on Friday. Have a great week. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you soon.